Oh, we exalt you, Jesus, this morning. All glory to you. We pray, Jesus, that you will be lifted up this morning among us, and that you will, by the working of your Holy Spirit, move among us and work in every life that which we have need of today. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word doesn't change or fail, and that we can stand upon it and have faith and believe that our God will do what he has promised and be to us all that his word says he is. Lord, thank you for this opportunity, this privilege to draw near to you this morning. We know that it's you that have put that into our hearts, and we can sense the drawing of the Holy Ghost over this meeting already. Lord, you're so near to us, and we pray that throughout the meeting, increasingly, we will sense your presence, and that our thoughts and our heart's affection will really be centered in Christ today. We pray that you'll bless those that are gathered at home, in our churches that are represented here today. Bless every minister, all those that serve in some capacity, ministering your word and reaching out to others. We pray that you'll anoint. We pray, Jesus, that you will direct. We pray that you will manifest your great presence in every place. Oh God, bring healing. Healing to bodies, healing to spirits. We pray, Lord, that you'll minister your salvation. Pour out your spirit, Lord. Speak words that bring conviction and repentance, Lord. Jesus, we just pray that your word will have free course and be glorified in every place today. Oh God, we thank you for all that you're doing, Jesus. We know that you're doing a great work, and we are glad to be part of it. And so we commit ourselves to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. As we were singing that song, I was reminded of the word of, I suppose it was an angel, when Jesus ascended to heaven. Can you imagine being there? Jesus is speaking with you, telling you to tarry in Jerusalem until you be receive the promise of the Father. And then it says, suddenly he was lifted up out of their midst. And as they watched him go up, and they continued to gaze into heaven as he disappeared into the clouds, then it says, two men in shining garments appeared and said, why are you standing here, gazing up into heaven? I guess the implication is, what do you think? He's going to come down again right now? And then he goes on to say, this same Jesus. Praise God. What words? This same Jesus, who you have seen ascend up into heaven, he's going to return again in like manner. It'll be the same Jesus. Praise God. You know, they found out that he was very much the same, even though he had resurrected and now received a glorified body. But he was the same Jesus that they had always known. Peter, James, and John went fishing. John chapter 21. There's a man making breakfast for them. Who was it? It was this same Jesus who had made breakfast for them many times before, I'm sure. He still had that same loving interest in them. That didn't change. That'll never change. I was with my Lutheran pastor friend. I always refer to him that way. His name is Christoph Schultz, and I got to know him in Canarsie. And for a number of years now, we get together once a week, pray together, talk, read some of the Bible together. And just this past Friday, I guess it was, I was with him. And I asked him, so how did Father's Day go for you in the church? And he said, you'll never guess what happened. He said, about 2 days before Father's Day, my wife said, oh, by the way, did you get a present for the fathers yet? And, you know that feeling? He said, no. And it was really too late to order anything. And he felt so bad. He said, I just felt bad that I wasn't able to give the fathers a present that morning. 20 minutes before the service, he gets a phone call. Hi, is this the St. Matthew's Lutheran Church? Yes. We had Father's Day mugs made up for our church, and they printed the wrong name. They printed St. Matthew's. So I looked up St. Matthew's in the phone book. Can you use them? When he came to, he said yes. And she dropped off 42 mugs, no charge. Happy Father's Day, St. Matthew's Church. That was so great. He even gave me one. He had a lot left over. But, you know, why does that make you happy to hear a story like that? Because it's the same Jesus. Yes, he's exalted. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. But he's still willing to turn heaven and earth to get a mug for Father's Day to you, or whatever else it might be. And we found that to be the case. Just the littlest desires that we have, we find what a loving interest he has in that. And so often he just blesses us by meeting a need, meeting a desire, not even something we prayed about, but he knew about it, and he delights to minister to us. The Son of Man came to minister and to give. That's why he came to earth. He came to serve, not to be served. But while he was here on earth, he came to serve and to give of himself. And he's the same. He still loves to minister, and he still loves to give of himself. And if it makes him happy to serve us and to give himself to us, well, then let's make him happy. Let's open our hearts and say, Lord, have your way. And give yourself to me in the fullness that you desire. Praise God. And then we'll both be satisfied. Praise God. Amen.